I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And this week, we have so many things to announce and talk about and describe and peruse that you need to stay tuned. Stay tuned to this bat channel. It's not a bat channel. I don't know that we have any bats. We have back here angry birds. We have penguins. We have Doctor Who's TARDIS. We even have the pig hiding back here somewhere. But I digress. The point is, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. You know, we're getting close to Thanksgiving, which is a holiday. I like holidays because I'm off work. It's a good thing to do when you're on a holiday is take off from work. Then we've got Christmas coming. I like Christmas a lot. I've had people tell me that I look like a figure of the Christmas season. I won't say who, but anyway, I have my tablet this week and it's not being wonky at the moment. Also, I must apologize. I do that a lot. Yes, Fred, I know. Give me a break. Anyway, I do that a lot because I make various mistakes occasionally. And one of which was I had my microphone in such a way that every time I moved, it would go with the cloth rubbing. Sorry about that. I'll try to do better. Anyway, so let's see. Make sure I've taken care of. Oh, yes. Most important. I'll put my tablet aside for a moment. Most important is that I have decided I made an executive decision. Yes. I get to do that. I made an executive decision and I decided to release the DrBill.tv Roku channel to the universe. Well, basically submit it so that it's not just a private channel, but it's a generally available channel to spread the weirdness and the geekiness throughout the universe. It hasn't been approved yet. I just submitted it a little while ago. But until then, there are changes afoot. And the main change is that if you go to subscribe to Dr. Bill, the Roku channel, which is the one that's currently in there, the beta version, I'm now calling it the beta version, then you will have to enter a new code. Okay? The new code is this. DrBillTVBeta, as it says here on the screen. Dr. Bill TV Beta. No dots, still. No dots. Now, if you have already subscribed, nothing will change. It will still be in your Roku just as it is. However, I would encourage you to go into the channel store, wait a few minutes, or at least a minute, and then get out of the channel store, and then you'll get the latest version of the Dr. Bill TV beta channel. Okay? So, cross your fingers and your toes and anything else that the Roku folks will approve the weirdness that is DrBill.tv. And then we will be spreading the geekiness to the masses. It's just weird to think about. Okay, first item. LibreOffice, my very favorite open source office suite, has gone to a new version. The new version is 3.6.3. That is out, brand spanking new release. And it has improved in overall quality and stability for any kind of deployment. And they mention in here that it's quickly become the de facto standard for migrations to free office suites, thanks to the growing feature set and an improved interoperability with proprietary software. Yes. Instrumental for the overall progress is the growing developer base, which has reached 550. 550 open source geeks working toward this new version. So you know it's got to be awesome. Know what I'm saying? This is a good point to also show you something else new, and that is this. Isn't that cool? A new lower third from Citrix. Yes, Citrix Systems has the most awesome software in GoToMeeting, which now supports HD collaboration. If you have an HD webcam, and your buddies all that are going to be on the meeting have HD webcams, you can collaborate together via HD. That's awesome. Now, the new Citrix catchphrase that you see here on the lower third says, meeting is believing, and that is the truth. Because once you use GoToMeeting, you will find out just how awesome it is to collaborate together and to be able to share information easily and have meetings. And you know, you may not have to use it in your business per se. Now, I encourage you to, but the reason I mention it this way is because you might have a church group, you might have a social group, you may have a family get together that you want to do through GoToMeet. In other words, it doesn't have to just be used for business. Although, obviously, it is awesome for business. Don't get me wrong, okay? I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying here, okay? The key is you may want to use it for just family meetings, get-togethers, any kind of sharing or collaboration that you may want to do. GoToMeeting with HD Faces is the way to do it. And the new feature that I mentioned last week, great new feature, is that you can use the iPad now to initiate a meeting. So I encourage you to take advantage of this 30-day free trial by going to GoToMeeting.com and then click on the special offer there and put in the code word podcast, and you will be able to get GoToMeeting with HD Faces absolutely free for 30 days. Dude, you can't miss out on a great deal like that. Meeting is believing. All right, with GoToMeeting, awesome. Let's look at the next item we have here. The next item is speed up Wi-Fi. Yes. Now you may notice that up there, right up there, there's some antennae from a wireless router. And I have it mounted up there because that way it covers the house very nicely. But here's the thing. What if you could increase Wi-Fi speed through your existing router, the one like I have just right up there, as much as 700%? How cool would that be? Well, there are researchers at North Carolina State University, right here in North Carolina, that have come up with some software they called WiFox. Yes, WiFox. And that software protocol, once added into existing routers, will be capable of boosting Wi-Fi performance by 700%. Basically, what it does is it acts like a software traffic cop, and it directs traffic on your Wi-Fi system. Awesome. So they're submitting it to as a research paper to the ACM Connext, Connext, 2012 conference held in Nice. Looks like nice because it's spelled like nice, but it's Nice, France, in December. Yes. I'm looking forward to that 700%. Dude, awesome. Now, I've got something I want to show you now. Again, I'll put my tablet aside. I keep doing that, you know, switching out. But anyway, I got something I want to show you. Okay? You know that I love Roku. Dude, I just talked about the Roku channel that we've submitted. And, you know, like I said, keep your fingers crossed. Cross your crossed fingers. Whatever. To make sure that we get into the channel store. But anyway, I love my Roku. And the thing is, there's a private channel that I mentioned a couple of netcasts ago called Video Buzz. Interesting name. I want to do a little run through video of that channel and talk about some of the cool features that it makes available right now. All right, this is a little run through I want to do about Video Buzz. Video Buzz is an awesome channel. Now, it's a private channel. You have to sign up for it by going to your Roku channel account at roku.com and then click on Add Private Channel and then insert the word Video Buzz, one word, V-I-D-E-O-B-U-Z-Z. When you go into the channel, notice it says getting your data. And basically, I have synced this to my YouTube account, which is Dr. Bill Bailey. That's my YouTube account. So it is actually tied in to YouTube. Now, you can do that by going into settings, and then you type in your YouTube user ID. And then when you're finished, you go down here and hit finished, and it connects your account. It's really very simple, very easy. Once you do that, you can go into your account and notice it says no favorites. I don't have any favorites set up. But if I go to my uploads, here are all of the videos that I have uploaded into the account. You notice there's a Vert Zine and all the Dr. Bill shows. There's 261, 262, 263, 264. Of course, this particular show that we're doing right now is 265. Sorry for the focus issue there. It's my camera focuses on a face, and so it has to see eyes, nose, and mouth before it focuses. So that's why it did that. Oh, well. Anyway, but if you go back up here, you can go to your subscriptions. You can do a search. You can also see the top YouTube channels, top rated YouTube channels, most discussed, top favorites, and most responded to, which is kind of interesting. That can be kind of nice to look at. But if you go into your subscriptions, then you will see all the different things that you are subscribed to and how you can get into them. Now, I'm a big fan, for instance, of Melody Sheep. I don't know if you knew that, but I am. Melody Sheep is kind of an odd character who makes videos of audio that he's done. And I love this one, Metal Songs for Kids. This is really neat with Jim Brewer. I may play just a bit of it here. But you can see how easy it is to go in and play songs and videos. Let's turn it up here.
Children's music. And there's no reason like bands like Metallica and these guys should not be knocking. They all got kids. Play some kids stuff. They'd be amazing. Get around. Yeah. Baby boys and girls. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Informer. Panadoga. Yeah. Panadoga. Bingo is his name. Oh.
Isn't that cool? I know it's odd. I like odd. What can I say? I hope YouTube and all the folks don't get mad at me for playing just that little teeny bit of it, but I'm sure Melody Sheep wouldn't mind. Anyway, you get the idea. This is Video Buzz. It's awesome. And it's a neat way to see YouTube full screen HD right there on your HDTV. So check it out. So, was that cool? Now you see what I'm talking about these Roku channels and how awesome they are. Video Buzz allows you to see your YouTube videos, whatever you're subscribed to, right there on your HDTV. Awesome! Cool stuff. All right, so anyway, I have also been playing with Windows 8 still. Matter of fact, I installed it on my PC at work. Yeah, it went okay. There were a couple of things I had to delete, you know, uninstall to make it work. My PC at work is a little more, it's busier than my laptop was. My laptop didn't have anything I needed to uninstall. It just went smoothly, which was good because it gave me a good first impression, so that worked out well. So I had to work a little harder to get my PC at work to run Windows 8, and there's still a few little tweaky things I need to get done to make it really primo. Classic Shell, of course, like I said before, is definitely the way to go. That helped a lot, but anyway. So, but I also attached, when I set my Windows 8 up on my laptop, I went ahead and attached SkyDrive to it, okay? And this next item here is about SkyDrive. SkyDrive grows and now allows syncing. Now, Microsoft uses SkyDrive kind of like Dropbox. It's kind of a Dropbox alternative. I'm still partial to Dropbox. Matter of fact, one of the things I do here in the article is put up a short URL right here. I'll put it on the screen. If you will use that and go ahead and click and install Dropbox, dude, it'll give me some creds, and I'll be able to get my personal Dropbox, my free Dropbox account, over the hump and be 20 gig of free space on Dropbox. Dude, please. So anyway, so here's what Microsoft says about SkyDrive. About 6 months ago, we released the first sync apps for SkyDrive. You'd think that would be easy to say, but it's not. Making it easier to view and manage your personal SkyDrive from the File Explorer in Windows and Finder in OS X. We're excited to announce that since then, you have put more and more of your files in your own SkyDrive, and in the last 6 months, you've doubled the amount of SkyDrive storage being used. So anyway, now you can sync stuff. With today's release, you can now select which folders from SkyDrive are synced, making it easier to use SkyDrive with laptops or tablets with small drives. You're in control. If you like to keep all your photos and documents in SkyDrive, but only sync a folder of your most important documents to your laptop, you can do that, even if your desktop is syncing the full set. So that's cool. I like that. Yes. Oh! Surprising. Thank you, Fred. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week. Geek Software of the Week this week is my paint. Now, you may find this odd. You may find a lot of things about me odd. But what this is one of the things you might find odd. My original degree from the very first college that I attended, which is the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, I majored in art. Yes. Matter of fact, I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Studio Art, which is painting, printmaking, and photography. Yes. That was back in the 70s. Okay. So, you know, I am the computer curmudgeon after all. So anyway, 1970s. Yes, I remember the 1970s. I sure do. Anyway, so as you can see, whoops. Okay, what'd you do there? This shown on the tablet here is my paint, an open source drawing and painting tool that you can use on your computer, and you can use it for graphics and painting and art. It's available for Windows and Linux. It's designed for pressure sensitive graphics tablets, which would be really cool. I've got a graphics tablet. I just need to hook it up and play with it with my paint. This would be cool. Anyway, simple and minimalistic user interface. Minimalistic user interface. Extensive brush creation and configuration options. Unlimited canvas. You never have to resize. You can just keep going. And basic layer support. MyPaint comes with a large brush collection, including charcoal and ink to emulate real media, but the highly configurable brush engine allows you to experiment. I'm having tongue problems this week. Yes, it allows you to experiment with your own brushes and with not quite natural painting. Okay, before beginning, it is a good idea to read the quick start tutorial to see how the program is meant to be used. You don't want to use it to tune your car. I don't know. Anyway, so it's time for Geek Wisdom. The sacred teachings of nerd culture. Okay. This one is one of my favorites. This is a phrase that I use quite a lot for no apparent reason. Don't cross the streams. You gotta say it right. Don't cross the streams. It would be bad. I use various types of this. Sometimes I would say that would be bad. And you don't even know where the quote is coming from. Other times I say, don't cross the streams, without saying that would be bad. Just to mix it up. Okay, obviously that was a quote from Egon Spengler from Ghostbusters. Okay, let's read what the author of the book here says about this particular geek culture saying. Egon's warning to his fellow Ghostbusters was perhaps the most casually deadpan mention of possibly accidentally blowing oneself to bits ever committed to voice. Yes, it's typical though. In the eyes of mainstream society, most geeks tend to get all excited about all the wrong things. From raging battles over which is the best X-Man, to the abject joy that ripples through nerddom whenever a new Hubble image is released. Yes. Matter of fact, on my desktop of my laptop, which is running Windows 8, I have the NASA Hubble scenes. It brings me great happiness. Oh well. Anyway. There's no doubt that geeks are passionate people. Yes. Yet all this passion for offbeat, unique things sometimes leaves little room in our cerebral cortex for getting excited about relatively ordinary things. Like, say, the possibility of a violent, horrific death. Death, after all, happens to everyone. There's nothing especially unique about it. But a Goldilocks zone exoplanet? Now that's worth an exclamation point or two. Of course, this means that whenever a geek laconically suggests that taking a particular course of action would be bad, those passionate about their own continued well-being should probably pay really, really close attention. Yes. Okay, so the fine print. Hey, what's a Goldilocks-style exoplanet anyway? We're going to let you look up that. Let that one up, yes. Consider it an exercise in geekiness. Well, you should really look it up, but I'll go ahead and tell you. Goldilocks-style planet, exoplanet, is obviously a planet other than Earth that is not too cold, not too hot, but is just right. Get it, Goldilocks? Yes. Okay, so the whole point is that it's in the right zone, what they call the Goldilocks zone, for human habitation. We're so human-centric, you know what I'm saying? So that's why they call it a Goldilocks exoplanet. just thought you might want to know, not have to go scurrying off and look it up. But you can scurry if you'd like. Matter of fact, I encourage you to go to Wikipedia, because it is the font of all wisdom in the universe. Yeah. You can find out quite a lot about the X-Men there, too. Since they mention the X-Men. So, enough of this. Remember, crossing the fingers for the Dr. Bill Show being approved by Roku. I'll be so excited to be able to come back and say, it's been approved. Yes. Hope it is. So, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.